Hi, this is Chuck Norris, and I would like to personally welcome you to
Shock and Awe.
My fellow Americans, I'll shock and awe you.
Oh, my love, my darling, I'm hungry for you.
Woo!
Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much to you. Still mine.
I need your love. I need your love.
Got to
love
with me. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much to you.
Hey, you listen to Shock and Awe Show. This is DJ Woo! I want to thank you all for coming on down tonight. It's been a pleasure. I've been waiting all week for this. I love it. I want to be here for you. Yahoo! You can call me 705-970. If you're out of town, you call 163-0-7970. And then I'll talk to you. Woo! Thinking myself, I'm thinking Chris, this song's dedicated to me.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Yeah, this is just a beginning.
See you again real soon. Do 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 do.
You said you'd be my friend until the bitter end. You said you'd love me too, and I believed in you. You put on quite a show, but baby, now I know you're just a crocodile. I see some sweet cupcakes turn into rattlesnakes. I met some pretty chicks who play some dirty tricks, but let me tell you, child, you beat them by a mile, 'cause you're a crocodile. I know some low-down hills who pull some phony dips. I know a railroad man who stabbed you in the back. I think some double-crossed
stars in your eyes. Did they play? Did they play? Did they play that lovely song for you?
Are the kinds of things that I think when you talk to people, they understand.
Back in Illinois at the town meetings and call on Americans to support the troops while at the same time cutting their benefits. It sounds like
the impression that one president's
rank is the scumbag,
fucking piece of shit.
asshole, fucking retard, scumbag, scumbag, you fucking piece of shit. Little fucking piece of shit. Fuck you, you little fucking shit, scumbag. Eat my shit, fuckwad, fuckface. Fuck you, you fuck, you fucking little scumbag. You suck ass, you fucking scumbag. You little fucking scumbag. You're a condom, you're a fucking condom. You're full of scum, you're a fucking bag. Full of fucking scum. You walk around full of the cum. And you lick off all the feet. You eat shit, you suck shit. You're a fucking piece of shit, scumbag. I hate your fucking guts, and I want you to die.
Cutting their benefits, it sounds like
the impression of it is that one of the president's strengths is he's extremely sincere.
Television, because I don't fucking watch television. When you're on the television, it's just that you're a fucking piece of shit, fuck, shit, fuck. It's just that I fucking hate you, you fucking piece of shit. It's just that you're a fucking piece of shit, fucking cokehead, pretzel choking, drunken coma. Fuck you, fuck you, you piece of shit.
All things considered, on New York, and
deep
security on state
fair
or no abortion.
Heavy from downtown Seattle, right up towards Northgate, and that we're finishing the Seattle 532 of the mark.
Fuck you, and fuck the Congress for sucking your dick, and fuck everybody who puts up with it, including me. Fuck me for not killing you. Fuck everybody who's gotten within 15 fucking feet of you and hasn't fucking tried, but fuck murder, fuck rotting in jail, fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you don't even deserve to be executed. Just die a slow, fucking, painful, fucking death, you illiterate, shit, scumbag, scumbag, motherfucking, shit-eating, scumbag, scumbag, you fucking, fuck you. Fucking piece of shit. Fucking scumbag. Piece of shit. Motherfucking scumbag, 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 piece of shit, fuck.
And now,
fuck,
for
fuck,
all you senior students who are just about to graduate,
Dutch Vic, it's up!
The scene you have just heard was a disaster of misunderstanding. Both the Klingon and the Terran misinterpreted each other's words. The Terran entered the Klingon's shop to buy some dilithium crystals, but made mistake after mistake in addressing the Klingon trader. The Klingon thought his honor was being challenged, and his customary suspicions about Terrans were alerted. He responded angrily. The Terran, although he spoke Klingon, misunderstood the power of language. He thought the Klingon threatened him. The mutual misunderstandings had lethal results. Unfortunately, ever since Terrans established relationships within the Klingon Empire, such incidents have been common. This tape addresses the problem. In the previous tape in this series, Conversational Klingon, we studied the words, grammar, and simple phrases that a tourist on a short-term stay might require in the Empire. In Power Klingon, we will concentrate on the phrases and situations that will be encountered by the serious Klingon traveler, whether a business person, a student in residence, a diplomat, or anyone on a mission that requires long-term interaction with Klingon society. To succeed in those situations, you will need to know more than how to order a meal. You will need to think like a Klingon. We will concentrate on the use of keywords and phrases that can mean the difference between profit and loss, respect and dishonor, mating and rejection, life and death. As we have just heard, inhabitants of the Klingon planets do not tolerate mistakes gracefully. This is not Italian. The history of the Empire is filled with conflicts fought over misunderstood language, such as the bloody so-called War of Insults, which lasted nearly eight generations. The first step to understanding Klingon is to grasp your own power. You need to feel the language becoming an extension of your physical self, much as a knife is. Practice the lessons on this tape in front of a mirror, full length if possible. Begin by clearing your mind of all doubts. Stand tall and feel the muscles working as they generate each word. Deliver your words with as much power as you can muster. Project your thoughts as powerfully as your words. Klingon is a language of controlled fury. It is also a language that virtually requires spitting, so be sure to stand back a bit from the mirror. As you exercise these hidden strengths, you will feel your physical and spiritual muscles hardening and your instincts becoming that of a language warrior. You will begin to find the Klingon hidden within you. Let us start by demonstrating how acceptable Klingon conduct, derived from generations of battle behavior, can be conveyed through language. Above all else, Klingon warriors value four main ideals of behavior: accuracy, straightforwardness, aggressiveness, and strength. By careful use of language, you can immediately signal your respect for these ideals, thus gaining respect. If you are going to operate in Klingon society, you must have respect.
One way to indicate your dedication to accuracy, the first ideal of behavior, is to use qualifying suffixes. These are short syllables attached to either nouns or verbs to indicate the degree of accuracy. There are three suffixes for nouns and three others for verbs. For nouns, the qualifying suffixes indicate whether the noun is so-called, apparent, or definite. For these suffixes, and throughout this tape, repeat each Klingon word or phrase after you've heard it twice. The noun suffix for so-called is polk. It indicates that the word is being used ironically or inappropriately. Polk. Polk. Be sure to pronounce the sound at the beginning and end of this suffix as far back in your mouth as you can. Again, kolk, kolk. For instance, the word for peace is vroj. If you believe the peace is actually non-existent, you could indicate that it is the so-called peace by adding the suffix kolk. Vroj kolk. Vroj kolk. The noun suffix for apparent is khe. 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 Suffix indicates that an action is performed absolutely properly.
My shoelace and rubbed it in his armpit, and that's not all, you know what else he did. He took the mashed potatoes and he lumped them on a spoon, then he threw them through the room. He's a rotten kid. Irving doesn't study and I've never seen him read. He always steals my homework and says it's his. Irving is lying when he says he's smarter than me or my father. I don't think he is.
Yo, this is DJ Woo!
Up and Bobby was reading with the shirt untucked. Billy has his finger in the pencil sharpener and
I. Yo, what's going on?
I think it's fun.
Not much.
How you doing?
I'm good.
What do you think about being on the DJ Woo show?
I think it's woo! 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 Woo!
That's right.
I was ugly and called me dumb and I
overheard. Hey, I'm going to listen to your show tomorrow morning.
Woo! Yes, you are. You're going to be on at 8.
So 8
or 7.
Goddamn, can you get up that early?
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
Woo!
Woo!
Send to the office.
Right on.
As you can see,
are we going to do yoga?
No.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm going to do because I might be half awake. And I don't know if I'll be fully awake. Yeah.
Woo! That's cool.
Yeah. Well, Amy Goodman wanted to say something.
Produced by Mike Berkshire. Produced by Mike Berkshire.
Is Amy still with Juan?
Oh, they hang out.
I thought they had a thing. Mike Berkshire.
Amy Goodman has a big, fat, juicy thing for Noam Chomsky.
Oh, I knew it!
Noam Chomsky.
She likes the gnome, the
she
little
likes
ones.
The little Noam Chompies.
Noamie. Noamie puts me to sleep sometimes. He's so intellectual but monotone.
Well, I tell you what, that Wascoey Wabbit, he doesn't like the U.S. foreign policy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think he's related to, Howard?
Howard Stern?
No.
Howard Hughes?
No, Howard. Is it Howard? The guy that wrote The History of People.
Yeah, I don't know what his name is.
I forgot
right
to. Zinn.
Howard Zinn. No, they both are old people, but no, Noam Chomsky is not related to Howard.
Zinn. Like in Zinfandel.
No, he's just, he goes to the, you want to be on mic number 3?
No.
He goes to the MIT research labs to get the latest drug equations tested out on him. And he just goes more monotone when he talks so that you can just not understand a single thing he says. Because I used to have kids and I would put them to sleep. I used to play classical music for nap time.
Uh-huh.
I said, fuck, man. Let's put on Noam Chomsky. And that's the reason why we kill everybody is because in the best. Sleep for like 7 hours.
Your impression was so good that I'm feeling drowsy.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Produced by Mike Berkshire. We have to leave it there. I want to thank you, Aaron Glantz, Sydney Schamberg, and James Rainey for joining us. Democracy Now! Produced by...
DJ name is fun to say.
Let there be peace in the east, peace in the west. You roots, your radicals, and all the rest. Is peace up north, peace down south. Peace in the ghettos all round about. We're all in a one, and one in all. So throw away the guns and the wars all gone. Throw away the hunger and the wars all gone. Throw away the fighting and the wars all gone. Throw away the grudges and the wars all gone. The radicals just got to the reggae roots. Love and respect your eyes and protect your little sister. And the same shall return to you, my friend. I said, don't fight against no color, class, nor creed. Cause our discrimination is violence breed. I said, we're all in a one, and one in all. Said, throw away the guns and the wars all gone. Throw away the hunger and the wars all gone. Throw away the fighting and the wars all gone. Throw away the grudges and the wars all gone.
There's only true liberty, freedom to follow us in the fight against our color, class, or creed. Cause on discrimination there's violence breed. We're all in a one and one in all. So throw away the guns and the war's all gone. Throw away the hunger and the war's all gone. Throw away the fighting and the war's all gone.
Hi, this is Chuck Norris, and I would like to personally welcome you to
Lady Marmalade. When? Oh, tomorrow at 7:30 in the morning.
Dang, that's early.
I know, I'm still in shock and all. And Woo! Woo! Sorry.
That I couldn't ask for a better.
Can we speak Klingon?
Oh, yes.
Morning.
That's Klingon and backwards asleep.
A little drowsy.
Oh, okay.
Kick that beat!
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking to Lady Marmalade live, recorded in the studio of KOA.
And finally, God, 2:17
in the morning.
In Nebraska, a district court.
We're in Nebraska.
Yo, shit. Lady Marmalade, do you know that this shit's being rebroadcast on KOA?
No, I did not know that.
If you miss this show Sunday nights at 2 a.m. in the morning on KOWA in Olympia, 106.5 FM, represent, yo.
Wow, so all the people who aren't listening now can listen then.
Yeah.
Or listen again.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm just going to record all the way through the night until tomorrow morning and then through the afternoon so that they get you not doing yoga. By then it will be like 3 in the afternoon.
That's still kind of late.
Woo! All right.
Klingon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Wait. All right.
Okay, now. And now, back to the show.
Good evening. Before I take your questions, let me speak with the American people about the situation in Iraq. This has been tough weeks in that country.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
You said we're headed for war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
He aims the photon torpedo perfectly,
Iraqi regime.
Occupying Khartoum.
Any American.
Occupying Khartoum.
The friends of America.
The goals of this country are peace.
The suffix "bej" means certainly or undoubtedly or definitely. Bej.
A compassionate
bej.
For every single citizen.
For a century and a half now.
For instance, dal means it is boring. To get the first sound in that word right, make sure your tongue is pointed straight up towards the roof of your mouth. If you wanted to say, it's undoubtedly boring, you would say, garbage. Garbage. And the verb suffix for seemingly or apparently is laut. Laut.
These people are trying to shake the will of the Iraqi citizens.
That ship is tracking us.
The
Rot gut weg.
And I think the world would be
Rot gut weg.
If we left, the world would be worse. The world is better off if it's not leaving.
That ship is apparently tracking us. The Rot laut gut weg.
The
Rot laut
gut weg. In order to win the war, it requires an expenditure of money. That is commiserate.
This last suffix could also mean I suspect, or I think. I suspect that ship is tracking us.
The injection of just a few of these qualifying suffixes, either noun or verb, demonstrates that the Terran places a high value on accuracy and, therefore, on a key part of the ideals of behavior. Now, let us see how the prominent display of these other three ideals of proper behavior can also enhance your power position, especially in the world of business. Again, these other three ideals are straightforwardness, aggressiveness, and strength.
To encourage them to start a ministry which will
find the
children of those who are incarcerated and love them.
Listen, people join terrorist organizations because there's no hope.
That ship is apparently.
And there's no chance to raise their families in a peaceful world where there is no freedom.
A peace, free, and secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact.
This last suffix could also mean I suspect or I think, such as I suspect that ship is tracking us.
The injection of just a few of these qualifying suffixes, either noun or verb.
All right, this is dedicated to my current car and my last car.
My car's a big piece of shit. In the interior smells real bad. Cause my friend, you in the back.
It's a piece of shit. Piece of shit.
It's a royal dick. It's got no CD player. It only got the 8-track. Whoever designed my car can let my sweating not sack. And I got no fucking brakes. I'm always way out of control. 11 times a day I hear, hey, watch it, asshole.
I do
what
What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? To get stuck with you, you're too wide for drive through, and you smell like tissue. But I'm broke to buy something new. Oh, fuck me.
All right, once again in rerun style, this next song is dedicated. This is dedicated to the people walking the strollers on their cell phones. Woo! Oh, yeah! Oh shit, my shit's getting out of the seat now. Woo! Ooh!
Oh, believe it! Fuck it! Now take something! It took me 17 minutes to get to downtown Olympia! The song that blew out my stereo.
Tell a lie, shake your neck and see. How can you laugh when you're looking at me?
I'm down. I'm down. I'm down.
How can you laugh when you know I'm down? How can you laugh when you know I'm down?
Give your hand to yourself, I'm down. How can you live?
When you know I'm down.
How can you live?
When you know I'm down. Woo!
I'm down.
When you know I'm down,
I can you laugh?
Down, 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 down. Why can you laugh when you know I'm down?
That's what I'm talking about. Woo! I never change this DJ name again. This is DJ Woo! What's going on? Oh, fucking goddamn, ow!
With vinyl and
stripes. And
I'm picking out a thermos for you. And maybe a barometer too. And what else can I buy? So on me you'll rely. A rear end thermometer too.
Woo!
Anything. Well, I got one leg,
Well, I got mindless contentment. What do you got? What do you got?
I got a rash.
Give me some ointment, I need an appointment. Give me some ointment, I need an appointment. Give me some ointment, I need an appointment.
Give me some ointment, I need an appointment.
The dick is out. I'm already breaking down. It's the beginning of the beginning, and I'm ready to shake it around.
Hey, woo! Shake it, talk it. Woo! Huh. Settle down, hey.
The beginning of the end, and I can't believe it's true. No, 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 I love you. I love, I want, I need you so much more when you are naked.
And into his American adventures comes Bulldog Drummond.
Sound itself attracts. Ask any eavesdropper. Sound is the first stirring of the infant. He hears sounds. He puts them together. They cohere. Sounds have a romance. The sound of a cricket at night to establish mood in a radio drama. Very simple effect. The sound of thunder. The sound of rain.
Let's go see Hardy's
car. There's no sound.
All right. Let's go see the car.
Because it takes air to support
these wonderful flowers. Irises, columbine.
Create the sound.
Ready, dandruff.
The image of our president, the image of our
radio,
president, the image
everything
of our president
you might want
is offensive to MTV,
which
as it is.
Employed that magic.
Come on, men. We're gaining on them. They've seen us, Tom. Right, fellas.
Tell me, Mr. Moody, what are your feelings about the radio?
Watch your head. Oh, yes, indeed. You know, people were much shorter then. You know, Thomas Hardy himself was only 5'5". It's probably the average height in the last century.
It's the wireless telephone. I just bought one of my own. Now I live at home alone and hear them dish the dirt.
Here is the ancient floor, foot worn and hollowed and thin. Here was the former door, where the dead feet.
It entertained and educated, angered and delighted Americans of every kind and age and class.
Traveling men and females, lonesome wives and females, who by dozens gadgets making wireless men in toys.
It taught them new ways to dance and talk and think.
Filled with love, filled by the door.
It brought the world into their living rooms and sold them things they hadn't known they wanted.
Signing off. Good night.
You know what? I love you so much better when you're naked. You know what? I pretty much love everyone so much better when you're naked.
And it happens to be Thursday. Listen to the Shack and I Show.
band, Captain Glenn.
An Italian-born inventor, Guglielmo Marconi, is remembered as the father of radio. But three very different Americans, with stories as improbable as any radio drama, were most responsible for its astonishing success. Lee DeForest, a poor clergyman's flamboyant son, who liked to call himself the father of radio. Although his enemies said most of his discoveries had already been discovered by others. Edwin Howard Armstrong, a brilliant withdrawn inventor with a fondness for fast cars and a passion for great heights, who wanted his inventions to enrich people's lives, but who would spend a lifetime defending his work against the false claims of others. And David Sarnoff, the hard-driving immigrant from Russia, who saw infinite possibilities in a hobbyist toy, created the most powerful communications company on Earth, and let nothing stand in his way.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air. President Roosevelt has just announced.
The world these three men helped to make was altogether new. But they were driven to create it by ancient qualities. Idealism and imagination.
Is full and cannot accept new messages.
Ambition and determination.
Press 5 or please try again later.
And genius. Only one would succeed on his own terms.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Crossing Brooklyn Bridge that morning in the rain, I saw a man leaning against the cables. He seemed to be waiting for a lift. There were spots of fresh rain on his shoulders.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
And to not accept new messages at this time, please call that number, press 5, or please try again later.
The rotten machine is a threat.
The shadow knows.
Threats to the friends of America.
The goals of this country are peace in the world.
This is Your Life, a program for all Americans. And now here he is, Mr. This Is Your Life himself,
even the Christians going, oh, I won't be able to read to the blind.
In my hand is the first radio tube, the miracle seed from which sprang the entire mighty structure of radio and television. Sonar, radar, talking pictures, guided missiles, automation, the electric brain computer and long-distance telephone communication. This tube was the creation of one great man who at this moment is seated on our stage.
I met Dick Cheney.
So please cue Bob Orr.
I've never stood that close to evil.
Ladies and gentlemen of the television audience, I'm happy to introduce one of the greatest inventors who ever lived, Dr. Lee DeForest.
Now, Dr. Lee DeForest, count
number 4.
Yeah, Wolf. I'll be seeing you soon.
Everybody's all you gotta be, get behind your president. Well, yeah. That's a given.
Excuse me. How come?
That's a fucking given.
So sorry. Here are your papers, sir.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Don't leave it too long.
Shock and awe.
Shock and awe.
Stop doing this, bleep.
Shock and awe campaign. You know what the reaction would be from initial shock and awe. Shock and awe sounds corny, but it actually does make
Can
a
I
difference.
What do you make?
Free Radio Olympia.
It's a visit.
90 101.93. All right, one last one. This is just too much fun.
Oh, okay.
I could try some absorption tests.
Okay.
Man, I sound so much younger in that. Okay. I sound so young in that thing.
A lot of people ask why I don't wear earmuffs, okay? Simple, because I know something. Don't pick your nose.
Don't pick your nose.
Oh, that was perfect.
No, that's okay.
Hey, keep rolling. Keep rolling there.
You're listening to Free Radio Olympia 98.5.
Broadcasting at
1.21 gigawatts.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
No. This sucker's
electric. No.
Fuck the corporate world.
You people don't even understand what's going on here. That's the beauty of it all.
The Texans are gonna have their day.
It's a love song.
Something
strapped to my chest. My heart is beating
like a bulletproof vest. In all night.
I'm going out tonight.
Crank it up, baby.
Hit up your
hammer. Capitown.
It's just as greasy as it ever used to be.
Sit.
I'm sitting at our old booth. I'm thinking of you.
Ow!
Shut in the kid and took your memory. That's just the same man as I ever used to be.
Suck it to me.
Right to us right in the chaos of the night. And
when I got my badge on,
night lasts so long. It's so hard to do what they want me to when what's right
what's
is so wrong. Keeping our love beneath a lock and key. This is the way that it happens.
What can I say?
Well, I work for the law all night.
The wall all night.
While you work beneath that red light.
This kind of inside joke with the good guys, the bad and the bad guys, the broke. Someone's running for re-election. Songs push a crack in the classified section. We're on the blue at a quarter to two. A dated cop and a prostitute in your face. Pattern me when I'm falling as the street sees. Wrapped in bed sheets. The squeak of the bed, the sound of your breath. And I've come into a blue. We, my wife. Awakened things are very strange. The city is a mountain range. And all I want, I tried to run. The sirens on a school bus. My hometown. I'm spinning round and round.
Woo!
And the boss made me shots of Everclear.
Oh!
I'm putting on my riot gear.
Woo!
Hey! And we march.
Oh!
I used my torch on houses made of cardboard.
Hit me up, pick it up, pick it up.
So rise is up. There are demons driving dump trucks. The city's just a chain gang.
Chain gang!
One big initial gang bang. And then I see your face. Stare at the window at an empty street. That's how my waitress.
I gotta beat my meat.
So I'm sitting at our old booth. I'm thinking of you.
and for my coffee when I had my fill. A dime, a nickel,
a dollar bill.
On, walking on into the dawn.
Pick it up! I got my pants on. Talk to me, people. 705-123-456-789-10.
1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10.
What the hell?
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me. That sounds from the street. There are lights in the clouds and his ghost all around. Hear a voice as it's rolling and ringing through me. Soft and sweet, how the notes all bend and reach above the tree. Trouble to turn
my head, 'cause you'll always find me right there in the shade. I can see all the folks, they're laughing at me, 'cause I'm just naturally crazy.
And finally, God is officially off the hook in Nebraska.
D.W. Washburn.
Woo!
I heard a sweet voice say
705-9780.
D.W. Washburn.
This is your lucky day.
Pick it up!
A hot bowl of soup is waiting. A hot and a shave. Whoa, whoa.
Bow.
D.W. Washburn.
We think you to save.
Can't you hear the flugelhorn?
Can't you hear the bell?
Tell me about it.
Up, up, come on, get up off the street.
If you can only make it to your hands and knees, I know you can make it to your feet, oh baby.
D.W. Washburn.
I said to myself, why don't they go save somebody else? I got no job to go to, don't work and I don't get paid. I got a bottle of wine, I'm feeling fine,
and I believe I got it in me.
I'd like to thank all you for coming to my aid.
But I'm a D.W. Washburn,
and I believe I got it.
I think we can do it, kid.
D.W. Washburn,
I do believe I got it in me.
Request by the DJ Star. Oh, she'll fuck your shit up, yo.
Oh.
his eyes, his nose, his fingers, his toes, his smile when he says please, and when he sneezes, his sneeze, his arms, chest, coat, vest, his everything is sweeter than sweeter, try and try, but honest to Pete, I can't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him, I can't stop talking about the man.
Oh, shit!
Can't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him, I can't stop talking about him, though it seemed a bar, can't stop telling about him and yelling about him and telling about him, I can't stop hollering over the moment that we met, he had a pinstripe, what do you call it, a beautiful smile and a barrel of money, I can't stop talking about him yet, kiss me and a bell went bong, whistle went, trap door open and a flip right through, and now I can't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him, and if he was yours, well neither would you, stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him and talking about him until your face turned blue. Talking about him and talking about him and talking about him and talking about him all day through.
I wish you'd please stop talking about him and talking about him and talking
about
him.
No.
Can't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him.
Then don't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him.
I won't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him. I can't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him. I can't stop talking about the man that I adore. Can't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him. I can't stop talking about him and though I see him more. Can't stop hollering about him and telling about him and yelling about him. I can't stop hollering over the moment that we met. He had a pin. What do you call it? A beautiful smile and a barrel of money. I can't stop talking about him yet. Kiss me and a bell went bong. Whistle went ow. Door open and a flip right through. And now I can't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him. And if he was yours, well, neither would you.
Can you, Betty? What the hell? All right.
District court judge has thrown out a lawsuit on the grounds that the deity could not be served with legal papers because of an unlisted home address. Long-serving Nebraska State Senator Ernie Chambers, who represents North Omaha, said he filed the lawsuit point about frivolous litigation. In the suit, Chambers sought a permanent injunction, saying God has caused, quote, widespread death, destruction, and terrorization of millions upon millions of the Earth's inhabitants. And Chambers says he's already found grounds for an appeal. He figures since the court acknowledges the existence of God, they thus have to recognize God's omniscience. Consequently, says Chambers, since God knows everything, God has notice of the lawsuit. The senator has 30 days to decide whether or not to appeal. That's headlines for Free Speech Radio News. I'm
shocking off.
Peanut butter and jelly, it's what?
Brand new rhyme, because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece.
See?